Welcome back to Penn Station Breakaway. Today, Gilly and I will break
Hello.
down. We're going to go over some of the latest news that happened this week, and then we're going to break down the Central Division, and then finally give our take of where we believe the standings that we believe we will see in a Central Division.
Well, if you could lead it off with Lindgren,
Yeah, I'll
go
give it
for
a kick
it.
it off here. So the Rangers today just signed Lindgren to avoid their arbitration, 1 year deal for worth 4.5 million. So Lindgren is 26. This will be he'll be a free agent, a UFA after this season. Now that he signed this deal, so at first glance, I really it's I mean did not pay much for his 1 year commitment. I don't like it that much. Just because I feel he disappointed last year. It was just I don't like the move. I think he disappointed last year.
Run it back, baby.
What'd you say?
Run it back, baby.
Run it back. I don't want them to.
Whoa.
They gotta change it up. They can't run it back.
You can run it back. It'll be fine.
Oh yeah, of course.
You could lose in the conference finals again. It'll be fine.
Yeah, of course they can, yeah. But I mean, with the money they spent on Lindgren, they could have signed a guy like Pesce, Sean Walker, Gostisbehere, Alec Martinez. All guys, just, I mean, Pesce is the ideal fit, but that's, I mean, I think that was more of a pipe dream than anything else. But
Major.
they could have, he was signed for $1 million more a year than Lindgren did. Like, they could have made that work. So.
Not with Drury at the helm.
No, not at all. But yeah, I just overall, I think it's a very easy move for them to do. They didn't. It just, like I said, easy. And it's that's all it is. Like,
Coming out guns a blazing so far.
yeah, I don't like it too much. I'm not the biggest fan of it. I think it's just
I like it.
very just running it back. That's all it signifies to the fans that the Rangers are content with the team they have and they want to run it back.
Content with losing in six in the conference finals, in a
Yeah, I mean,
sense.
and Lindgren had a down year last year too. It's just, I'm not saying he's a bad player, and I'm not saying he's going to make or break this season. But after, I don't know. I just would have wished they've gone after someone traded. And not only that, let's say they signed Brent Pesce, the pipe dream. Let's say they did. They could have traded Lindgren away and his signing rights to someone else, and someone else could have, gave them, I don't know, let's say a second round pick. Then all of a sudden, you use Lindgren, the asset that you have here, obtain a second round pick, and then you sign a free agent. It's not a bad idea. It's I don't know. I wish they would have gone down that path instead of doing the easy thing and bringing it back.
Womp
But oh yeah, I can tell
womp.
you're really I can tell you're really happy about the.
I'm content with the move.
I know you're talking about running it
Yeah.
back. I mean,
Hell yeah.
and
Get them hopes up again.
that's what they do every year. But I mean, at least my team like makes runs. Your team just sits there and just
And we end with the same amount of cups. Zero. Year after year. So in the end, it means nothing.
true. But I'd rather my team be competitive and take a shot at the cup every year. Rather than the Islanders re-signing Walsh, or that being the biggest news of the
He's
offseason.
getting he's just getting paid $1 million to sit in the press box. That's really about it. Like the NHL released the lineup projections and stuff. He's not even in it. He sucks. And I don't get the people that are like, okay, this is his year to prove it. I've said it in the past few podcasts. He's had 3 years to prove it, and he sucks. I don't understand at all why they keep giving him shots to sit in the press box and look stupid. I don't know. I don't get it. It
I
really, it
mean,
really, it really irks me.
I could tell. I mean, you're a big Wallstrom hater.
Oh yeah. No, he's my
I
favorite player ever.
know. I noticed that.
I love him. Kidding.
Then moving on from Wallstrom, Martin Natchez signed avoided arbitration there in Carolina, 2 years, 6.5 million per year, and then he also becomes a UFA after the contract expires,
I like
25
that deal.
years old. Yeah, good year.
He's
I mean,
pretty good, so.
These are Carolina. Why don't you try to mock him up long term rather than going 2 years with him?
I guess it's kind of a prove a deal, even though he's good, but
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, if I'm Carolina, I would have locked him up
lock him
long
up
term.
8 years, done. Not even 8 years, maybe 7, 6 years.
Yeah, more than well, yeah. Now you're in a bad spot in 2 years. You have to pay him or make a decision there, and you don't have and you're it's a, he's a UFA. You don't have his rights anymore.
No. This one they
Yeah.
had a little more leeway when with signing him because he was a restricted free agent. But now, if he continues to play how he's been playing and his UFA, then they lose that leeway totally.
Exactly.
So
They go to a signing. I mean, sort of the I personally love Brock Faber's.
I love Brock Faber.
Brock Faber, 8 year, 8 years, 8.5 million per year. He had a fantastic rookie season. I don't know
He
if
could
any
have.
like if it wasn't for Bedard, if Bedard was not in the league, he
He would
would
have won the
have.
Calder
Yeah, he would have. He would have.
easily.
What did he put up last year? Like 50 points last year?
Some
Something like
around
that?
that. He was,
Yeah.
for a rookie, I was amazing.
Yeah.
Rookie
And then
defenseman. Like,
rookie defense play what almost 50 points or so. I mean, that alone is worth that production alone is probably worth 7.5 million or something along those lines. He's only getting 8.5 million for 8 years. That's a bargain.
he's only making a little less than McCarr too, which is crazy. I think McCarr's making 9 mil per year or something.
Yeah, I think
I
with
saw
Fox.
something the other yesterday about it.
I believe Fox is making either 8.5 million or 9.5 million. Like, I mean, hold up real quick. Forgot
Hey.
that. Yeah. Either way, that's a bargain of a contract.
Oh yeah. I don't like the connect the with moving on. I don't like the connected con connect however you say his name. His contract.
Really? You're not the biggest fan of that contract?
Nah. I don't know. I don't
Why
know too
not?
much about him, but I don't know. Something throws me off.
That's a lot of money. It's a
It
lot of
is.
money for him. But also, if you're Philly, you're not. I
He
don't
is
know.
only 27, but like, I don't
He's
know.
only 27. I don't know why they don't trade him for assets or. They're not going to be good next year. They'll be competitive.
They'll
I
be
don't know.
competitive, but they're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, like my mentality with any team. It's either you go for the Stanley Cup or you go try to be rock bottom. Not be rock bottom, but just. Go and just rebuild. And I feel like this is the kind of a tweenersville, which is never a good sign.
They like peaked last. They all like peaked last year, all at the same time. That's why they finished like only a few points out of the playoffs.
Exactly, yeah.
It wasn't like they're actually good. And then, okay, they're building up. Like last year, they all decided to blow up all at once. But they'll probably recede back a little bit this year. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes. So yeah, same here. I don't see them being as good this year as they were last year.
No.
Plus, the Metro is very strong. I mean,
That's a bloodbath.
it'll be a bloodbath. So we'll see what happens there. Connecting, I don't hate it. I don't love it either. I think it's just, I don't know. I don't like teams signing players long term when they're not going to be good in the immediate future.
Yeah. Like
Or
he's solid, but like, I don't know.
yeah, and
I
it's
can't
not.
describe why I don't like it, but I just, it
It's not
seems
like
like one of the.
they got him at a discount where they're paying like under market value for him or anything. They're paying
No.
above market value for what he does.
It seems like it's one of those signings that like in like 3 years it'll come back to bite them in a
Yeah,
way. It'll
yeah.
probably
I
fall off
could.
production wise. It'll be like 32 and then like that's it.
And not only that, well, he's 27 now. It's a extension, so he's
Yeah.
taking it till next year. So he's getting paid from his age 28 season. So that's also something to remember. It's basically 9 years you're committing to the guy.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I understand that. I don't like it that much either. But moving on to our Central Division breakdown here. So
This
starting
is an
off,
interesting division.
very interesting. A lot of weird moves. Speaking of weird moves, the Blackhawks. Every like they just sign a bunch of like older, not I guess, yeah, a lot of older players to kind of, like a lot of veterans just
I
to
could see why.
yeah, because they're trying to build the team around Bedard, around their young guys.
The Levshinov that
The Levshinov.
they drafted.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to get players around them rather than.
Actual NHL players, not a bunch of AHL players like they've had the past few years.
Yeah, rather than putting us out there, they want real NHL players.
I probably
So.
could have played better than some of the players they had the past few years after they traded like DeBrincat and Kirby Dach and all of them
Yeah, I know, I know.
and
Well,
Kane.
they started off strong. They started off with this move. They took on the contract from Mikheyev for and they acquired a second round pick for taking on that contract in exchange for a fourth round pick. Then they
It
signed.
works.
Yeah, they went ahead and then these are the veterans that we're talking about: Craig Smith, Alec Martinez, Teravainen, Bertuzzi. How do you pronounce it? Brisbois?
Brassois.
Brisbois?
Laurent Brassois.
So that's a that is the most French Canadian name I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oh yeah.
Oh
He's in
yeah.
Chicago. And he's in Chicago.
Chicago. Patrick
Chicago.
Maroon, TJ Brodie. Like those are like just a bunch of veterans that are solid players, but nothing's gonna they're not gonna it's not gonna move the needle that much
It's
this
not going
year.
to do anything.
Yeah.
They'll be bet like they'll be better points wise this year than last year, but they'll probably still not. They're not going to make any moves towards like anywhere near the playoffs for at least a couple more years.
Yeah, and remember they have all this cash space that they had to spend, so they just had they spent it on NHL players that they're probably end up trading away in a year or two anyway.
They could probably dump a lot of those guys that they signed. Like, Alec Martinez and any of those dudes, except for like Bertuzzi and Teravainen, because those are longer deals. You could probably drop him at the deadline for more assets
Yeah, which is the
this
smart
year
thing to
or
do.
next year.
Very, it's the very smart thing to do.
It's like how we mentioned last week with Calgary. They signed a lot of guys to like 1 to 2 year deals, so you can see how they're playing, and then you could dump them for more assets at the deadline at
Yeah.
little to no cost. Because you know you're
Exactly.
still gonna suck. And might as well get more assets from guys that we're producing,
Exactly. No,
in a
I
sense.
100% agree with that. Yeah, I think that's a smart way to do it. I think they're moving in the right direction, and they're going to be very, very good within, I don't know, what do you think, like 3 years? You think they'll be very good?
3, 4 years they'll be back in the mix with everything. I feel
Yeah.
it
Yeah. No,
won't
I agree.
be now, it won't be next year, but they'll get there sooner than later, I could say.
Maybe in 2 years they'll make the they'll be in like they'll come close to making the playoffs or make the playoffs, but
They'll
then
be
I
like
think
that. They'll
2 years.
finish like a few points out, probably, like that. The threat. They'll be in the threshold of playoff teams.
Yeah, and then 3 years they'll be cup contenders, I
Yeah,
think.
3, 4 years. They'll be back in the regular mix that they were a few years ago.
Yeah. And moving
Speaking
on
of,
to
oh,
oh
no,
I just
go. Huh?
You can go ahead.
All right. Speaking of teams that are making mo the Utah is next. They didn't. They traded for Marino and Sergachev. They traded away 2 seconds. They traded away like Connor Geeky and JJ Moser and a few others. The moves they're making seem they seem more like depth moves than anything. Like they re-signed Barrett Hayton 2 years, 2.65 mil. They'll probably with Sir, their defense is good. Like they re-signed Dursey also, so they'll be better than they were in Arizona last year. That still
Yeah,
doesn't feel right to say Utah.
I know it really doesn't. It
I don't
just
like it.
it's a shame of how they lost a team there. It's just very
Their
sad.
owner is an idiot.
Yeah, total idiot. Just
He moved their AHL team too.
where they moved them to? Do you,
It was Tucson and he moved them out to, oh my God.
I did see that. I forgot where he moved them
I don't
to.
know if it was to Utah also, or it was to somewhere. It was I forgot. Damn it. But yeah, I hate that they moved.
Yeah, I mean Utah's gonna be cool for the team. It's gonna be cool to have a team in Utah, but like I don't know. It's sad. It's sad to see,
It'll be a
but
good market, but
it will be. It will be. I don't know. Going back to the hockey moves they made, I don't think like Sergachev's is gonna be very good for them. But what does it do? What are they gonna be next year? Are they gonna be? How competitive are they gonna be? Like, what do you think? Are they gonna?
I could see them floating around like that middle pack, like getting like 80 point, 80 something points, like seven, like between like 78 and like 84 points. I could see them kind of sitting at, like not bad enough to be in like the lottery or like the top, top five, top seven, whatever, but not good enough to make the playoffs. So they probably, they'll probably finish like with the 12th pick in the draft, like that middle ground ish.
I think I can see that as well. I don't think they're gonna be rock bottom like I see Chicago being, but
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be,
They'll be mid.
bottom half of the league, but not too far out of a too far to not too far to reach of a playoff spot, I
They'll
believe.
probably be like 10, 12 points out of a playoff spot. Not good, not bad. Just kind of existing.
I could see that. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
I mean, Sugarshead's definitely gonna upgrade that defense they have.
Their defense is already good. So it'll help them even more with it. And their offenses are right. They don't have like, and Clay, I love Clayton Keller,
Not a
but
superstar.
other than him, it's like there's not many like there's not like a the standout-ish players other than him,
Yeah, of course.
like Nick Schmaltz. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I
They would
agree
need
with
to
you.
do some work.
Yeah, no, I don't, but I think they're moving in the right direction as well. I do like
Yeah.
what they're doing. So I think that's encouraging. Encouraging to see. Also, another team I'm encouraged with. I think
Arizona.
Minnesota is moving in the right direction as well. Like we said, they signed Favors that extension. I think that's a really good extension for them.
Don't
They
get the middle. I for some reason before this, I don't know why. I never heard of Jacob Middleton.
Hey, I, either have I. I'm. I just
I don't
maybe
get
we're
it.
just delusional hockey fans here, but
It seems like it kind of came out of nowhere, a 4-year deal for 4.35 mil per year. Is he that good? That, like, I don't know.
I just think
I
he's
never
an
heard of the guy.
okay
I
defenseman.
guess he's good. He was a la apparently he was the last pick in the 2014 draft. Mr. Irrelevant, in a
Wow.
sense.
Impressive to just.
He's been
Throw out
irrelevant up
maybe.
until now, until I figured out he existed. So, I mean,
Yeah, overall, I like Utah. I mean, I'm saying, oh, why am I saying Utah?
brother.
I like Minnesota as a team right now. I think they're, I like the young players that they have.
I love Kaprizov.
I love Kaprizov. I love Faber. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the direction they're moving in.
Got Zuccarello over there.
Zouk, I love Zouk. I'm a big Zouk guy. Miss him from his time at the Rangers, but no, they're just moving in the right direction. I think they can sneak
Like the
into a
Trennan
playoff spot this
signing
year.
too.
Oh, Trenin's a very see like a third or fourth line center.
Probably third.
Yeah, not
He's pretty
bad.
good. Like he's decently good.
Yeah,
Not amazing,
not
not
bad.
bad. He's just kind of there, but he's good. I like the deal for them.
So do I. I think they're doing the right thing, moving in the right direction. A team that's kind of all over the place is the Blues.
I don't understand their moves.
Either do I. Either do I. It's just like they're like staying in like where they're trying to be competitive, but they don't want to blow it up. I just,
Very stagnant.
yeah. They're just teetering on the line of being competitive, but not. But at the expense of building up, getting a high draft pick, building a future. So, I mean,
They're
they got
like,
SGA for a fourth. What were you saying?
no, I mean, they're like, I said, they're kind of in like a little bit of the higher ground than what I said with like the 78 to 84 point range. They always, they'll probably finish like 3 points out of a playoff spot or something, or they could finish in a playoff spot. It's like either one, it's one way or another. They're not like a bona fide playoff team, and they're not like a, okay, we're not a playoff team. They like, they're hovering around like the last first or second wild card spot or, 4 points out, which is weird. It's kind of like the
So,
Islanders. In a sense.
just like the Islanders, crappy team. But
Oh.
yeah,
You know
go
that's
back
not
to the
true.
Blues before I can go on a tangent about how I hate the Islanders and how I think they're just going in the wrong direction.
Do you hate them? I couldn't tell.
No, I love them. They're the best
Oh,
team ever.
sure. Oh, yeah. Greatest team ever. The
Yeah.
day I hear you say that, no.
But like, why would they trade away Hayes and a second to Pittsburgh? I don't know what they. I don't
I don't
understand what
understand. I
they.
don't get that.
Like, I understand trying to get out of the contract, but you're not good right now. Like, why are you getting out of a con? Like, why are you paying a premium, paying a second round pick to get out of a bad contract? We're not good right now. Matthew
But then you
Joseph.
we
Oh,
keep
I'm
we keep
sorry.
cutting we keep cutting each other off. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. What are you
Like
saying?
they traded away Hayes and then they trade for Texier,
Yeah,
which
like,
kind of like a weirder, like he's all right, but I don't know.
what's Texier gonna do?
It's like they're taking like a step forward and two steps back with that move. Like, okay, we got rid of the Hayes contract. We got Texier. Like
Know. Yeah.
but
And
continue.
then they got Matthew Joseph and a third. Okay, not bad.
They got the brothers on that team. They got Pierre Olivier too.
They do. They're brothers on that team. We saw the Booch. I do like the Booch deal for them.
Like that deal. And the
And
Rangers
then,
can't get him, so it's great.
oh, you need to take every chance you have. You got to take a pull of the Rangers. Is
Yeah. It's
that
my
your
job.
thesis
It is my
today?
job to do that. It is my civic duty to do that.
I could do that all day with the Islanders. I could just talk about Ricky Pietro, pay the guy 15 years and for him to start two games for you guys.
He's not on the buyouts anymore. He's done. So
Wow. Congratulations.
he's been gone for a few years.
Congrats. I'm so happy
Thank
for
you.
you guys.
Much appreciated.
So just bottom line with the Blues, very boring. Very boring. Just I don't know what they're doing.
Mid.
Just very mid. Very mid, very boring. Maybe they'll make the playoffs, maybe they won't. If they do make the playoffs, don't worry, they'll be at a first round exit anyway, so nothing to be concerned about there. Moving on to Nashville with a lot of moves. I mean, you really want to kick us off with the moves Nashville
Hell
made.
yeah. Nashville, they won free agency, in my opinion. I feel like we said that when we were talking when during the free agency episodes. They signed Stamkos, Marchessault, Shea. They re-signed Saros. They signed Scott Wedgwood. They signed Alex Carrier. The only significant, a quote unquote significant player they lost was Jason Zucker. He kind of sucks, but I like what they did. They're kind of going all in. With
Yeah,
what,
I
you
mean,
know.
they almost made the playoffs last. Did they make the playoffs last year? I
They
forgot.
did. They lost in the first round to Vancouver. They lost in
They
six.
did. Yeah, right. So they're almost saying, sure, we're going all in right now, but I don't get why they feel they need to go in right now, but I like it. I think
Screw it.
it's going to be fun to watch. Stamkos.
Run with it and go.
Yeah, no, I don't have an issue with it. I don't. They could be very good and be a cup contender, or they could. I don't know. I mean, the winner of free agency does not mean the best that you have a great regular season or a great season altogether.
No.
But I do like the moves, and I think that's they're gonna be competitive, which is
I
nice.
love it.
I
Barry
love it. I love
Trotz is
it.
working his miracles as GM there.
You know, very rarely you see a team go all out and be very aggressive in free agency. It's very rare that you see that, and when you see it, it's fun to watch, and it's gonna be fun here in Nashville to watch them all play.
It's cool. I like
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, so do I. And then we got a team. Then moving out to Colorado, they signed Drouin and
Boring.
Erik Brännström, and then they signed Casey Mittelstadt to that extension of 3 years, 5.75.
I'm surprised they didn't do much. Like Colorado's in a good spot right now, and you know they're obviously still a cup contender, even though they're not. If you look at their lineup now compared to when they won the cup in 2022, not nearly as good. But I'm surprised they didn't try and not Stamkos, but I'm surprised they didn't shoot for one of the top free agents. You know,
But
sign a guy like Bertuzzi, not maybe not top free agents, but sign like a solid guy like Bertuzzi or Teravainen to kind of
no, I agree with
help them,
that, but
you know?
I agree, but they didn't have much money to work with, and I don't know
Yeah.
what what they could have done. Like, could they have moved off a contract that we're not thinking of? Maybe. I'm not like.
You could get rid of what's his name? The one that got suspended for 6 months.
Oh, is that Hero or
Nichushkin?
he? Yeah.
Is that
Who is it?
Nichushkin?
Yeah. We haven't paid
Yeah.
6 million a year. Jeez.
Yeah, and they still have to pay it, I think.
At the Landeskog, what's up with him? Is he gonna play
He's
next year?
still hurt. I don't know. I don't even I forgot his injury, but he's still hurt. Which
Jeez.
sucks because I liked Landeskog.
That's a brutal blow. If he doesn't play next year, that's a
He didn't even play all of last year and most of the year before. So he has they haven't been with him for a while. It's been a long time. Like he it's been a long time since they actually utilized him.
And then you got to think when he comes back, he won't be anywhere close to the same player that he was when he got
No.
injured. And
No. He
the
hasn't
sad thing is, he's only 31.
Yeah. He hasn't played for a year and a, like a year and a half, I think. It's been a while since he actually even skated.
That's brutal. That's terrible. That's so fair. That's very sad for him.
That's sucky.
But it's just, yeah. I mean, they did what they had to do this off season to remain competitive and remain a cup contender. And I think that. But they will because they have the star power to do so.
I like the Mittelstadt signing. Even though trading away Bo Byram probably wasn't the greatest idea in that trade, but I
Yeah,
like the Mittelstadt signing.
but when you have Makar, Taves, and Gerard, you can afford to trade away Byram.
Yeah, keep it top heavy.
Yeah, I mean, but they needed a forward because, again, like we were discussing, they lost Landeskog.
Yeah, that's also true.
So they needed a forward, and they traded from their strength to get, to kind of fill a weakness that they had. So I don't know. I like the moves for Colorado. I think it's very boring, but it's just solid. The Branstrom move is very sneaky, and it could be very good.
That's an interesting deal.
He's a former first round pick, if I remember. He got traded in,
Really?
was
I don't remember. I don't know why I
our
don't remember
trade?
that.
He was from Vegas. No. Suzuki trade, I believe it was.
Really?
Yeah, you get traded. I'm telling you,
Don't know
I'm
why I
looking.
don't remember that. Usually I'm
Listen,
good with these, but I don't remember that.
Eric, I may be going crazy, but I believe. Now, what trade was it? Hold on, I'm pulling this up.
It's going straight to the source for this.
Yeah, no, he was drafted by Vegas.
Okay.
I was correct with that.
Was it with Tatar? No, never mind.
Mark Stone, it was.
Oh. Oh, so he
Wow.
was traded to Ottawa.
Ottawa for Mark Stone.
Then how'd he get? And then they signed him. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how that
Interesting.
worked. Yeah, no, and I think that's a very good signing for them. Very high upside. He's not a bad player.
He was solid
Yeah.
on Ottawa.
Yeah, I'm surprised he only got a league minimum deal. I'm surprised they didn't give him a qualifying offer. That surprised me a lot, but
Very sneaky.
yeah, that's a good move. That's a very sneaky good signing. And then
We'll get to a team now that like for some reason that lost a lot in the offseason. The Jets. They lost Brendan Dillon, Brossoit, Nate Schmidt, Sean Monahan, Tyro Toffoli. I don't know what they're doing.
Ethan Joy. And then they
Like
signed Dylan DeMello, Colin Miller, and Kaako Kakkonen, and that's really moving the needle right there.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. Give him the President's Trophy.
Yeah, bring it to him.
Hell yeah. Give him that President's Trophy curse.
Yeah, overall, just very weird. They definitely downgraded a lot this offseason.
It's not like they even did good. They fell like they were good in the regular season, and then they just like fell apart in the playoffs.
Yeah, because Hellebuck just decides he wants to play terrible in the playoffs.
He
And
sucks in the
they
playoffs.
rely
That's
on
insane.
Hellebuck. There's again, their team is not that good.
No.
I don't know how they what did they finish with 110 points this last season?
They finished second in the
Yeah,
division. I
second
think
in the division,
they had like a
110
hundred.
points.
Yeah.
Like that's wild. How do they I don't know how they
They peaked there and then in the and then they just like they and then they peaked in game one because that was the game that was 7-6 over Colorado, and then that was it. after that, they just like they completely fell apart. It was crazy. It'll probably happen again.
Yeah, it would. I mean, they don't have.
Wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock me at all. I'm not the biggest. I think they. I don't know what the direction is. They exceeded expectations last season. I think they're kind of. I don't know.
And they lost Rick Bonus. He retired.
He did? I didn't.
Yeah. He retired back in like May, like right, a few weeks at like a week or two after they got eliminated, he was gone.
Wow! So they lost their coaches.
Yeah.
I think they take a massive step back this season, and I think they'll be a fringe wild card team. I think they'll still make the playoffs, but I think they'll be a fringe wild card team.
They'll be in the. I want to see the whiteout, so I hope they make the playoffs. I love the whiteout, but.
But they are such a boring team to watch, in my opinion.
They were exciting last year, and then they just fell apart. Like they were in the regular season, they were actually like they were a decently fun team. Not like amazing, but they were a decently fun team to watch for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
And then they died.
They came right back down. So I don't know. I think
the Jets crashed.
Jet they crashed there. The move to Dallas.
I love Dallas.
I think they're.
I'm high on them. I don't know why. I'm really high on them.
I am too, but they always disappoint me in the playoffs.
It sucks. I want them to. I want like you know with Pavelski. I wanted them to win.
I thought they would beat Edmonton for sure.
They kind of just like they fizzled out almost.
Because,
like, yeah, I said I was on video.
No, they did fizzle out. I thought they beat Edmonton. I thought they were the better team than Edmonton. I thought Edmonton just was had the star players there.
But they were in the hot hand too.
Yeah, they did. But yeah, they're fun to watch. They have a lot of stars there. They're very
stars, get it?
Yeah, they
Sorry,
do.
That was bad.
Well, what a joke there. But yeah, that no,
I
they
know.
have a lot of good players. It's just fun team to watch. It's a shame that they're disappointed last year.
Some of the guys that they lost too, it kind of hurts them a little bit. They lost Pavelski. Tanev was decent for them last year. Ty Dellandrea, they traded to San Jose. He was all right last year. Suter sucked, so that didn't really matter.
Bought him out.
They bought him out, but like he sucks. That guy's getting paid by three different teams now.
Good for him. He's really
okay.
Props to him. Then they brought in Labushkin, Matt Dumba. They re-signed Duchene, re-signed Yos Lundqvist. They signed AC De Smith and Brendan Smith. Nothing. Continue. Sorry.
I feel like they got a little weak. They may have gotten a little weaker, but their star players should still help them. Like, I'm a huge Wyatt Johnson believer. I love Jason Robertson. Jamie Benn and Sagan kind of have fallen off a little bit in the past few years, but I could see them. They got a little weaker, but I could still see them getting first and making another deep run.
Yeah, no, I could as well. I could too. I could see them getting first, but I don't think they will. I mean, we'll get to our predictions, but I don't think that they'll.
That's where we vary.
Yeah. Yeah, last week we were trying to be as different as possible, ended up with the same exact prediction.
This week we actually have a few little different predictions.
Yeah, we're original this time. We didn't copy each other. But yeah, I guess we could get right into that. Our projections.
Would you like to start with yours?
Yeah, I'll start with mine. Or yeah, do you want to go like back and forth? I'll give you my one. You give me your one.
Sure.
And then so I have Colorado winning the division.
I have Dallas up there.
You have Dallas. The reason why I have Colorado, I just think Colorado has the pedigree of a Stanley Cup win. I mean, they won a Stanley Cup. And I think, I don't know, I'm a big fan of Rantanen, Makar, McKinnon. I think they could carry a team just to win a division and even potentially win a President's Trophy, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I had them over Dallas because I'm a believer in Dallas, but I also don't think that they have the star power that you need to over that you, to kind of overcome what Colorado has.
Yeah. I
So.
had, like I said, I had Dallas at one. Like I just said before, I'm a huge Dallas believer. I love them. I was rooting for them through the whole playoffs last year. Other than Florida, they were my go-to for. And no, it's not because the Panthers played the Rangers. I wanted the Panthers to win from the start. Don't even start there because I know you're
Oh,
going to say
I thought it
something.
was just they have Kyle Posa. I thought that was the
That
reason why.
too? That too? My love, my goat, my king, my love, Kyle Okposa.
Jesus.
But no, I'm
This
a.
guy's gonna hit the Hall of Fame now.
No, he won't. But I'm a huge Stars believer, and I could see them. I could also, like how you said, I could see Colorado winning the division, but I had to go with Dallas.
I think it's a coin flip, but I think
Yeah.
slightly leaning towards Colorado for me, but I could see a perfect I could see a world in where Dallas wins the division as well. Overall, they're going to be very competitive teams, top probably two top five teams in hockey.
Oh,
So
yeah,
we're
without a
splitting
doubt.
hairs here, and then this is where it kind of like I feel like that's like a tier of its own, and then we kind of go down into like the mediocre, not the mediocre tier, but like good tier of like teams that are good or most likely going to make the playoffs, but will not be.
They're like a lock for the playoffs, but they're not like the in the cup contender tier.
I wouldn't say lock. I wouldn't go lock for any of
Maybe
these
not
teams.
lock, but they're likely to make the playoffs more than not. Like, for
Yeah.
instance, we both have Nashville at three.
Yeah, I think Nashville improved drastically this season, and I think that they're going to just. I mean, they made the playoffs last year. Were they the three? Were they? Were they the three seed?
They were like the first wild card, I
First
think,
wild card.
because
Yeah, they were.
they lost to Vancouver, who won their division.
Yeah, I think
So
the Jets got a lot worse. I could see them falling
we
down,
have
and
them in the same spot there. Four.
possibly missing the playoffs as well. So I. Oh, I yeah,
Yeah.
we do. We do have that thumb in the same spot. Yeah, I don't know. I see Nashville overtaking Winnipeg and being that number three seed in that division.
And we have Minnesota too at five. I think we just said
Yeah,
that.
we have Nashville at three, Winnipeg at four, and Minnesota at five.
This is where we start to fray, though. I
But
don't
I
know why.
think, yeah, well, before we move there, I believe. I believe you could. It could be any order of those three teams.
Oh, those are all interchangeable.
Yeah, I
Easily.
just like Nash. That's the order that I like more. But
Yeah.
it's interchangeable, like you said.
Easily they could all flip-flop and Nashville could be the second wild card spot or first wild card spot again. I could see that easily happening. Or miss the playoffs. You never know.
Yeah, I agree. And then you got our six and seven, which our team. I don't think they. Make the playoffs. St.
They
Louis
won't.
and I have St. Louis and Utah. And you have what? Utah and
I
St.
have
Louis.
Utah, then St. Louis.
Wow, you
I
have
don't know.
St. Louis falling off a cliff.
I don't know. Maybe not falling off a cliff. Like all those spots, like you said, are kind of interchangeable. I could see six and seven also being kind of interchangeable in a sense, but I don't know. I don't see St. Louis. They're not good.
They're not. I agree with you. They're
Like
not good
they're
at all.
not good.
But
And
either Utah.
Utah's also not good, but Utah is kind of young and up and coming. And
Yeah.
St. Louis is like in that mid veteran stage, you know.
Yeah, Utah's a more exciting pick. I'll give you that. They're definitely
Yeah.
more exciting than St. Louis is to watch. So,
I could easily see them finishing above St. Louis.
yeah, I wouldn't be that surprised, to be honest with you.
That's why I had them. I know it seemed like a hot take at first with St. Louis in seven, but I don't know.
Overall,
They're
it's a
not
very
gonna.
strong division.
Oh, yeah. Very top heavy. And then once you get towards like the bottom, middle and bottom, it's very flippable and like, you know. And then we both have Chicago at eight. That's a
Yeah,
given.
yeah. They're
Total
gonna be
given.
probably bottom five team in the league. But there was a world where Utah and St. Louis can make the playoffs.
Yeah, there could
Do I think it's
I
likely? Absolutely not. But there is a world where they can make the playoffs. So I don't know. We will see, obviously. But I don't. Yeah, I just the Chicago, like we said. the clear bottom team.
Yeah. You know what? Screw it. Nah. St. Louis is at the bottom now. No, I'm kidding.
Move St. Louis down there. Although Chicago's more entertaining to watch than St. Louis will be. I'll tell
Literally.
you. I'd rather go
Chicago's
watch.
at least young and up and coming, like
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah. I'd rather watch Elmo for St. Louis. St. Louis is boring.
Very boring.
Just,
I love Jordan Kyrou, but like, get him out of there.
I know. I
Trade him
know.
to the Islanders.
Yeah, of course.
Woo! Not gonna happen.
What happened to
But
Ehlers, the Islanders? I thought they were getting him too.
that was a
Maybe they
pipe
trade him
dream. Probably
for
not.
him. And then Lulu didn't announce it yet because he wants to be fancy and like wait out.
If they did trade if they did trade for him, they'll announce it like Labor Day
Yeah,
or something.
probably.
That would not be surprising at all.
When they report the training camp, they'll announce it.
Well, because now with their cap space, with the arbitration with Wahlstrom, they're like under it by a couple hundred thousand, I think. So they have to, hold on. I'm gonna do a quick check. Or actually, wait. They are right at the threshold. I just looked. They are right at the $88 million threshold. They don't have money to spend, and they are not under. Or then they're not like they don't have. They're not like, minus 200,000 or whatever. They use up all of their money.
Wow, so they have like $0 in cap space.
$0 and 0 cents in cap space.
That is, I think that's unheard of. To be right on the
I'm
penny.
surprised. I've never seen that before. They are right on the. They are the only team that is right on the dot. I'm looking at Puckpedia right now. Like your Rangers have 623,000 left in space, and whoever like Washington's 10 million over it. I don't know how the hell they're doing that. But yeah, the Islanders are right on the money, literally.
Wow.
Didn't know
That's
they could do that, but
what are the odds that happens? That's crazy.
see now if they wanted to trade for a guy like Ehlers, they would have to move a contract like Pageau or someone. That's more of a pipe dream now, probably, than
Yeah,
anything.
get rid of Pagio. How is Andres Lee doing?
Oh, he sucks. I love him. He's captain still, but he sucks.
I know his skates like he has cinder blocks in his
Oh
skates,
my
but
God. He has cement in his skates. He's so slow. And you see, he was good too a few years in. I'm saying a few years ago, 2017, 18. He scored 40 goals. I don't know how the hell he did that. But since then, he's slowed down. I think he used everything in that season to score 40, and then that was it. Because he's sucked ever since. Because the only goals he scores, he's almost like Kreider. He always scores right at the front of the net. He always like deflects it, and
except Crowder scores 40 goals, this guy scores 20.
I just said he scored 40 goals a few years ago.
A few years ago, 2017, 2018.
Yeah, a few years ago.
A few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was back in high school. That's a
Junior
few
year, yeah.
years ago. Junior year of high school.
Junior year of high school, he scored 40 goals. I was 16 at the time, but still, he scored 40 goals.
Yeah, that's certainly a few years ago. But on that note, I think it's kind of wraps up the episode today.
Yeah. Any last jabs?
No, I'll save it. I'll save my
Ah.
jab. I got to be reserved. I'm not too confident right now.
Good.
I gotta be reserved. I really can't. They say don't spit in the wind. I can't be doing that with against the
What if
Rangers
you
right now.
spit with the wind? It goes with the wind.
True. I should do that.
You know?
Just put
You
I'll
don't
just
spit
do
at
it.
the wind, you spit with the wind, so it hits,
Hit you?
Maybe not
Silent.
me, but like metaphorically, you go with the wind, so you can still
True.
spit
Yeah.
and you can still
I'll
talk
go with the
crap.
wind. I'll go with the wind. Yeah, I don't
Okay.
wanna I don't need against it. I'll go with it.
It
But yeah, I just disappointing for the Rangers. I don't know. It's just boring. Like we need my take is they needed some change and they didn't get the change they needed, but they could very well run it back and be good and possibly win a
mean, don't go that far. You won the President's
They
Trophy
could.
last year. Don't no 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 no. I'm not saying you won't win, but as long as you have Shesterkin, you have a decent shot.
Yeah, no, they do. It's just that they, I don't
Give
know.
them
I
all
wish
your cap space while you're at it. Go for it.
yeah, they give them $12 million next year. But
14. Give him extra
they have a
measure.
big
Give him
offense
like
next year. They have a lot of free agents next year to resign. So,
14, 15, just for good measure, just to, you know, really hammer the point home that he's the best goalie in the league.
oh, it's okay. It's okay.
No?
You could do that with Sorokin.
We already signed him.
What'd you sign him to?
8 years, it's like 8 million a year. 8.5,
Yeah, he sucks.
I think. No, he had a down year. He'll be good next year.
He sucks.
Sure.
It's okay.
Anyways, I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, it definitely
Would you
wraps it
say?
up for today.
Go follow us on TikTok. It's Penn Station Podcasts. I'm still trying to change the name to Penn Station Media, but for right now, it's Penn Station Podcasts. Subscribe to us on YouTube once we get that working. And shout out, we didn't get to this. Shout out to Penn Station Sports Talk with Jay and Justin. Go listen to their episode. I think their episodes come out Thursday. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, give them a
If I'm
listen.
positive, give them a listen.
You heard Jay cover the who did the Mets trade for today? That starting.
I don't know if it was a starting pit. The Blackburn guy.
Yeah, you heard Jay talk about Blackburn.
Blackburn, the other guy. Huascar, Brazoban,
Yeah,
and a few
all
others.
those
You'll
moves.
hear them. You'll hear them, and you'll hear them break down all the Mets moves and other moves around the MLB on their episode on Thursday. But we will see you guys next time.
We will.
Thank you for listening.